Many things in life are framed in an either-or context. You can't do both of these things. You have to pick one or the other, but you can't choose both. But sometimes we need to consider that while two things are seemingly contradictory, it doesn't necessarily mean that they are incompatible. Can I be sad and happy when someone dies? Can I lose weight and still eat dessert? Can I like country music and dislike country music? Can I cheer for the university east of Topeka and the university west of Topeka? I mean, couldn't two contradictory things happen at the same time? So the question is whether the gospel today is giving us one of those either-or situations. Is Jesus saying in the gospel today that you can either have riches here or there, but you can't have riches here and there? Is it either or is it both and? Well, Jesus seems to be telling us that it's possible to have both, but it's not easy. After all, Jesus does not outright say that one who has possessions on this earth cannot enter into heaven. And praise God, or we'd all be on the outside looking in. But he warns of being more concerned about here than there. And in doing so, he reminds us that today's gospel is not just those who we think are rich, but for anyone who has possessions, which I think is all of us. Actually, which leads us to ask two questions. How is it possible, and what makes it so difficult? So first of all, how is it possible to have both riches here and riches there? So how is it possible? Well, I think of two things that can make it possible. First, we can do great acts of generosity with our possessions. And secondly, it's possible to have possessions without greed. Let's think about that. First of all, we can do great acts of generosity with our possessions. I mean, we wouldn't be building a new building right now if it weren't for your generosity. For some of you, at a great sacrifice. Not to mention paying our bills and running a school and giving me a place to live. And that generosity is not just for rich people. That's one of the principles of stewardship. My gift is based on what God has given to me. 6% of $20,000 is different from 6% of $200,000. We can do great generosity with what God has given us. And second, it's possible to have possessions without greed. You know, the church defines greed as a disordered love of riches. When I start to love money more than I love God. That's what greed is. And that can happen to someone who has a lot of money or someone who has very little. If I love my money more than my God. But that doesn't have to be the case, which is why I shouldn't presume that a person who has a lot is greedy. It's possible to have possessions without greed. but I can't sit down yet. Because I don't think that Jesus' point in the gospel today was to convince us that it's possible. He wanted us to understand why it's so difficult. And again, I think there are two reasons. It's difficult because the more we trust in our possessions, the less we trust in God. And secondly, because if happiness here becomes our only goal, then happiness after seems a lot less important. So first of all, the more we trust in our possessions, the less we trust in God. We're always encouraged to have a backup plan, a life raft, if you will, so that everything is in our control. And priests are as guilty as anyone, if not more. I mean, it's the cathedral parish that is paying for my long-term care insurance, contributing to the priest retirement fund. I'm encouraged to save money so that nothing will be out of my control. It's not as if all those things are bad. It's just that it's difficult to say, in God we trust, if I'm really putting all of my trust in me. And secondly, if happiness becomes our only goal, then happiness after here becomes less important. St. Thomas Aquinas put it so clearly. He said, if my happiness comes from having something bigger or better or faster, then I will always need something bigger or better or faster. And if my happiness comes from being ahead of someone else, there will always be someone else ahead of me. I can use my money to buy things or experiences, convinced that there's more happiness here. I just haven't found it yet. John Paul II said, "It is not wrong to want to live better. What is wrong is to want to have more in order to spend life in enjoyment as an end in itself." So there are some things in life where you have to pick. It's this or it's this. But there are some that don't have to be a contradiction. You can enjoy summer and look forward to the new school year. Yes, you can. Perhaps all of us have possessions on this earth, a little or a lot. It doesn't have to keep us from heaven, as long as we make sure that the treasure here doesn't get in the way of the treasure there.